This summer in the Roaring Fork Valley, some beloved events will once again be in person. Others will wait out another summer online, and some will have both options available for attendees. But long term, what might the future of festivals be in a post-pandemic world? Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has this look.
Michael C.B. Stevens is a filmmaker from Carbondale. When the Five Point Adventure Film Festival went online last October, his work was screened to a virtual audience. As an artist, he was glad to get his work out there, but
I don't think an online festival will ever take the place of a proper in-person festival. An in-person festival, to me, is still what I hope and dream of.
For starters, Steven says there's some things you just can't replicate through a computer screen.
Those little nuanced things that you write into a piece that you don't know if anyone's going to notice.
Factor in a living, breathing audience watching along with you.
And then you're sitting in a room of 800 people, and one person laughs, and five people, then 20, then 50, and then 100. And pretty soon, like that little thing you put in there, all that time and energy you put in, it becomes worth it.
Five Point is planning an in-person return this October. They likely won't be able to squeeze 800 people into the Carbondale Rec Center. Instead, they're looking at adding different venues for more in-person options with socially distant seating. But that's only one part of the plan.
One thing that we're planning on doing is a live broadcast from the rec center.
That's Regna Jones, Five Point's executive director.
That way we'll have sort of an online presence during the festival that people can tune into.
Five Point sold festival passes for last October's online event. Films were live streamed at the same time each night, so everyone watched together, albeit from their own living rooms. Jones says that even if Five Point got the green light for 100% capacity at its event venues this year, it would still offer a virtual option.
There are a lot of people that have come to us as new audience members and people who wouldn't necessarily come to the festival who are now fans or are fans but can't travel.
In fact, Jones says last year's Virtual Adventure Film Festival had more viewership than their last in-person event. So did the Aspen Ideas Festival. They had just 6 weeks to go completely online when everything shut down in March last year. Refunded pass holders were offered five free nights of pre-recorded content instead. Kitty Boone is the executive director of the Aspen Ideas Festival. She's also on Aspen Public Radio's board of directors.
40,000 people signed up. And 32,000 people had never done anything at the Aspen Institute before.
Mind you, that doesn't mean all those people watched every night of the festival. But 28,000 did tune in for the first night of programming alone. Festival organizers also archived Ideas Fest content on their site.
So not only did people join us during the actual festival dates, we know that people watched festival content, a lot of people, all the way till December.
This summer's Aspen Ideas will still be all virtual and free. The sheer volume of last year's online interest, however, has given Boone some thoughts on what the future of the festival might look like when people can gather again.
When we go back in 2022 live on our campus, which is our full expectation next summer, we will have a virtual component.
Of course, there's more competition now that so much has moved online. And Boone says Zoom fatigue is very real amongst once enthusiastic virtual audiences.
Last year, people were just dying to, quote unquote, get out of their house. And if they had to get out of their house by watching something from Aspen, they did. I don't know and have no idea what will happen this year.
Five Point's Regna Jones echoes that sentiment. And she says translating a new type of viewership hasn't been straightforward for revenue.
Who knows what the landscape's going to look like? It's going to be a bit of a recovery for all of us, you know, because even though we had that online presence, I mean, it's been tough.
So what do artists think of all of this? From filmmaker Michael C.B. Stevens' perspective, the internet isn't going anywhere, and neither is the market for virtual audiences. But not everything about going online has been bad. He was part of a virtual Q&A with other filmmakers after his screening at Five Point in October. Audiences could pose their questions through a live chat function.
What was nice about it is that you could do it from your couch at home, you know? And so, I mean, that's a fantastic thing. And I think it's incredible. And I love that aspect of it.
The next time he can cram into a screening with hundreds of other people, though, he says he will. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation, with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.